You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our meditation passage today is from Ezekiel 18, 30 to 32. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, declares the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourself a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God. So turn and live. We are in a season of reflectively looking at our sin and bringing that before the Lord in humble confession, so that he may forgive us, make us whole, and renew our life. I find it very striking that the Lord makes this whole process so clear and doesn't leave anything to guessing and speculation. Here in Ezekiel 18, verse 32, he gives us a glimpse into his heart of love. The God of the Old Testament is usually portrayed and understood as a God with a heavy hand and a disciplining rod, who will punish every wrong and will show no mercy. He is the one saying to us, I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, so turn and live. Our God has since eternity been a God of love, whose heart doesn't desire punishment or death, but love and life. This passage seems to want us to understand his heart of love and be prepared for the culmination of this love shown on the cross. At the same time, it speaks about the way leading to death. It is not God who punishes, who ruins, or who brings to death, or in this current times, even despair and hopelessness. It is our own turning away from God that brings that upon ourselves. If you are on the way that leads to death, God says, turn and live. Repent and believe, and you will have eternal life. Because he desires to give you good gifts. When you do this, he will give us a new heart, his heart, and a new spirit, the Holy Spirit, that will lead us to everlasting life and peace.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.